From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Western allies are pushing ahead with efforts to expand the international coalition to fight the Islamic State in the aftermath of deadly terror attacks in Paris. In a speech to Parliament today, British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed for his country to join coalition airstrikes in Syria, asking, if not now, when? Cameron said U.S. President Barack Obama and French President François Hollande are both urging London to join the campaign. Britain has participated in airstrikes against the IS in Iraq, but not in Syria. Meantime, French President François Hollande is in Moscow attempting to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to participate. Russia will subject Turkish food imports to extra scrutiny as tensions rise over Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syrian border. The tensions remain high today, with Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, saying his country will not apologize for downing the jet. He said if there is a party that needs to apologize, it is not us. Those who violated our airspace are the ones that need to apologize. Russia has now positioned a missile defense system in Syria in an apparent move to protect its warplanes operating over the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that Turkey's downing of the jet looks like a pre-planned provocation, but Russia will not go to war with Turkey. One Russian crewman was killed, and again, the Kremlin says Turkey has yet to issue a formal apology for the incident. The U.S. federal government is warning individual states they do not have legal authority to refuse refugees from Syria. The notification in a letter dated Wednesday from the Office of Refugee Settlement. The letter to states says they may not deny OPR-funded benefits or services based on a refugee's country of origin or a religious affiliation, and that failure to comply would be subject to enforcement action. This is VOA News. Pope Francis told an interfaith meeting of Christians and Muslims in Nairobi Thursday, an inter-religious dialogue is essential and violence and hate in the name of God is unjustified. It is day two of a landmark visit, which includes a mass. He was welcomed on arrival by President Uhuru Kenyatta at the official residence.
Your Holiness, we are honored, humbled, and privileged that you have chosen to begin your apostolic voyage to Africa right here in Kenya.
The Pope, meantime, spoke of the need for reconciliation, his concerns about poverty and corruption and the environment.
We have a responsibility to pass on the beauty of nature and its integrity to the future generations, and an obligation to exercise a just stewardship of the gifts we have received.
On Friday, the Pope will visit the poor in a Nairobi slum, as well as youth in a stadium. In remarks ahead of Thursday's national Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama sought to reassure Americans on the threat of terrorism.
We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. So as Americans travel this weekend to be with their loved ones, I want them to know that our counterterrorism, intelligence, homeland security, and law enforcement professionals at every level are working overtime. They are continually monitoring threats at home and abroad.
Americans are marking the annual Thanksgiving holiday today with family gatherings, meals, and shopping. Tomorrow, of course, will be the day known as Black Friday. President Obama, in closing out the official business before the holiday, was both serious and frivolous. In addition to his warning and alert remark, he conducted the traditional turkey pardon, assuring that two specially selected turkeys in a White House ceremony will not be made into Thanksgiving dinner. The turkeys were named Honest and Abe and will be sent to a turkey park. The U.S. military on Wednesday acknowledged its forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan, that resulted in a mistaken half-hour aerial attack on a hospital run by Medicine Sans Frontiers, which is Doctors Without Borders, that killed at least 30 people, mostly doctors and patients. Jason Cohn is executive director of the group.
It's pretty shocking for us that they would still fire on a target, not knowing essentially what they were firing at. And that really amounts to essentially gross negligence in terms of being able to not distinguish between the civilian and military target.
The United States has called this a tragic mistake and apologized and is investigating. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said he hopes the investigation will hold people accountable. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.